Lawyers for Gillum, Nelson fight to include non-U.S. citizens' votes in Florida. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 10, 2018. Lawyers for both Florida Democratic candidates Andrew Gillum and Bill Nelson fought on Friday night to allow non-United States citizens' votes to be included in the 2018 midterm election results. A transcript of a Palm Beach County canvassing board proceeding shows that the candidates' lawyers objected to the rejection of votes cast by non-citizens, as first reported by the Daily Caller. Source: Palm Beach County transcript. The chairman of the Palm Beach Republican Party, Michael Barnett, said that the county's canvassing board deemed a vote invalid after discovering it had been cast by a non-citizen, according to the Daily Caller. Barnett added that the Democrat candidate's lawyers objected to disallowing the illegal vote. Both Gillum and Nelson were reported to have conceded to their opponents after Tuesday's election. Despite conceding, however, it appears that both Democrat candidates have been put back into play, as President Donald Trump stated on Friday. One of Nelson's lawyers, Mark Elias, is also a Clinton campaign lawyer who worked for the Democratic National Committee and has ties to the infamous dossier regarding President Trump and Russia. Gillum rescinded his concession in a tweet on Saturday, adding that he was unapologetic and uncompromised in his call for a recount. Gillum had challenged Rep. Ron DeSantis for governor of Florida, while Nelson ran against current Florida Governor Rick Scott for Senate in the 2018 midterm elections. The two races in Florida, which are headed for a recount, are being overseen by Supervisor Brenda Snipes, who has in the past allowed illegal aliens and felons to vote, as well as illegally destroying ballots. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.